Johnson, Bill 14. I suppose, you know, there have been quite a few commemorations, you know, particularly last year, the 50th anniversary of the end of the war. Is there anything special, you know, that was meaningful for you or is going to be meaningful?
Well, because there were lots and lots of commemorations. One was the Auschwitz itself commemoration on the 27th of January. Unfortunately, I couldn't go because I was already committed to go elsewhere in January. But there was a commemoration in the town of Salzfeld, the town where I was liberated. Again, I couldn't go to this because I was committed here to speak. I was actually speaking in Newcastle at the very day they wanted me in Germany. And there was a large commemoration in Newcastle, almost like a civic commemoration. I had the Lord Mayor there and all the dignitaries and the Jewish community and the Christian and Jewish community together. We had a wonderful evening of commemoration. So I couldn't go, and I think a lot of the people couldn't actually attend this 50th anniversary. So what happened, out of the blue, I had a letter from the mayor's office from the city of Salzwedel inviting former survivors, or former prisoners of this camp Salzwedel and some of the other sub-camps of the Neue Gamme concentration camp to a special one-week commemoration in the city funded by voluntary donations from the inhabitants of that town, of Salzwedel, to come over. They're going to pay our expenses, people coming from all over the world, for 5 days in June. I think the reason they feel so strongly about it in this town is because they had to bury the people and take them out of the trains after liberation, if you remember, and at the siding there, and they erected a large memorial at the siding at the 50th anniversary, and of course now they're having this 5-day commemoration with lectures and discussions with the inhabitants. Of course, they were overrun by the concentration camp survivors and the POWs who rampaged through their town. But it's a kind of reconciliation, you know, with the prisoners, and that's going to be in June this year.
Could I ask you one final question? You know, with your travels around Germany,
yeah,
and you know, particularly the death march that you've mentioned, you know, this sort of last stage, what is your own opinion of the how much the German civilians knew about the camps?
Well, the civilians will always tell you they knew nothing at all about the camps. I mean, this is the answer you get from all people that you meet in all walks of life of a certain generation. They will always tell you they knew nothing. They didn't see it. They didn't hear it. They didn't see transports leaving. They didn't know what happened to the Jews. Of course, we cannot accept this, especially when you think about Belsen, that was very close to Bergen. Bergen itself was a little town. The SS personnel lived in Bergen, they commuted. This was a town that had all the stores, supplies. I cannot see that they, having been so close to Belsen, didn't know there was something going on. Okay, they didn't see the gas chambers, but they obviously knew that people were being deported. They knew that all the Jewish possessions were taken away. Where did they think all these people had gone to? How come that these people disappeared? We know this is impossible, that they didn't know, because soldiers were taken to the Ukraine and to the front where they were participating in actual mass murder in all the towns. And they were coming back home on leave. They were... I cannot accept it. None of them ever mentioned a single word about what went on. So I cannot accept it, actually. But I think the guilt has fallen on to the younger generation, who feel it much more so. I think the older generation don't seem to have a conscience over this at all. They feel they've been obeying orders, they couldn't do anything, they were not allowed to talk about it, and they don't seem to take it upon themselves as it was their responsibility. But the younger people who are beginning to question this, they seem to carry the guilt, I feel, and I don't feel that they should feel that way, and I don't condemn them either, because it must have been very difficult for them, because they were met with a wall of silence from their own parents. It must be terribly difficult to ask, well, where were you during the war? Did you not know anything about it? And always be told, no, we've not known it and we've never heard anything. So no, I cannot accept it. No. I've just read the Speer book, My Battle with the Truth or something, which is a fairly new book. And he never confessed that he actually knew anything about it. But he felt it was his responsibility because he was part of the system. And he took he found himself responsible for the murders because, although he says he didn't know, eventually he just actually confessed that he should have known. And yes, he heard rumours, and yes, he'd accepted what he heard and didn't do anything about it. And therefore, he carried this guilt. And that was the thing that dominated his whole imprisonment and post-imprisonment period. He never actually got over this.
Have you ever heard of any of the former guards or SS sort of going back to the camps and taking an interest?
No, they do not want to go back to the camps. Now, as I said to you, there was one man called Wunsch who was quite a high-ranking officer in the Canada section of the camp. He was in charge of the effects, you know, the goods that were transported to Germany. He came, of course, for the defence at the trial. Well, after that, I did the programme and went back to Auschwitz with four neo-Nazis. And I thought, wouldn't it be marvellous if we could get this man to come back as well? Much more authentic than a former prisoner talking, but in actual, an SS plus or never talking about it. And we wrote to him, the film company wrote to him, so it wasn't me who wrote to him. But he wrote back that he'd never set foot in the camp. He tries not to talk about it because it upsets his family. And so he declined. He said he had already served his sentence and he'd finished with the past. And so he wouldn't come. There were, of course, a few confessions, as we know, the commandants. And there was a confession of Hess, the commandant of Auschwitz. But I don't know of any actual SS personnel that would have gone back. We don't know about anonymous people who would have gone back. We don't know. There might have been Ukrainians or people like that. I don't know. I think they don't actually have a conscience over this. Most of the people who participated, they do not feel guilty. They feel that's what they had to do, that's what they were told to do, and to them it was obeying orders. That's the way they view it. But I blame the people who voted for the system. They are the guilty ones.
Well, Kitty, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your experiences in World War II and the aftermath as well, this very painful period of adjusting.
I don't think I explained it all that well, really.
Seems to me from what you were saying that, you know, what the time out of the camp was almost as bad as what some of the experiences you had in.
I think the time out of the camp, the post-war period, was most traumatic for me personally. Much more difficult to cope with. Although I didn't have to fight for my life in a physical sense, but psychologically, it was much more difficult. It was the response or the lack of response that was most traumatic over the years. And now, of course, we get so much response, we can't cope with it.
You can't win.
No, you can't win.
Thank you.